A big decision for Europe's economy today, and businesses on alert in Kenya as a controversial vote begins.
To say we are not worried, that will not be correct. We are worried and we are very concerned.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. The European Central Bank meets today to decide just how much money it'll continue to pump into Eurozone economies. It's been buying bonds to keep interest rates low, which stimulates growth. Many expect the bank to halve those bond purchases after December, since Europe is no longer in the doldrums. Victoria Clark, an economist for Investec, explains what impact the decision may have on the euro.
The impact on the euro is going to be quite a tough one to call because most people are expecting a lower pace of purchases to be announced. So it's really the context which the European Central Bank President Mario Draghi puts around the announcement, and he's going to do his very, very best to try and avoid the euro rising.
Why doesn't Mario Draghi want the euro to strengthen?
The worry for the European Central Bank about a stronger euro is that might choke off eurozone economic recovery, which is showing decent momentum this year. And after such a subdued patch of low growth, they don't want to risk anything that could stop that in its tracks. And, you know, the stronger euro matters because for the likes of, you know, German exporters and others across the eurozone, it makes their exports less competitive. So that is a worry.
Victoria Clark of Investec. Let's do the numbers. Markets in Europe are mixed ahead of that decision expected in a few hours. The FTSE is up 18 points or 0.24%, while Spain's IBEX is down 19 points or 0.2%. Kenya remains bitterly divided as it holds a rerun presidential election. The opposition has boycotted today's poll. There are concerns about more violence. Mohamed Hersi is chair of Kenya's Tourism Federation and group CEO of Sun Africa Hotels.
We find ourselves in a very unusual position. We've never had this before, where you have presidential election results being annulled and a repeat being ordered. To say we are not worried, that will not be correct. We are worried and we are very concerned.
What exactly are you worried about? Is the political uncertainty having an effect on tourism, for example, which is a hard currency earner for Kenya?
If I tell you this, you wouldn't believe it. But this year, the tourism numbers have been great. Even in the midst of the election period in August, we still registered very good numbers. Two operators, we've been comparing notes with them. Some of them don't even have enough vehicles to take clients on safari.
Election or no election, this political division means that key decisions about infrastructure, about jobs, can be held up. Do you worry Kenya's economy will suffer as a result?
Of course the economy will suffer. Even now as we speak, the economy is feeling the heat and it is not good. If it is our wish as investors and as tourism players, we would have liked the election to be done by the 8th of August and we were sorted out and we moved on. But they went to court and the prayers were granted. There's very little we can do.
Mohamed Hersi. 14 African countries are paying attention to that rate decision by the European Central Bank. They still peg their currency to the euro, so if rates do go up, it could hurt exports from places like Senegal. The BBC's Joshua Thorpe reports from there.
The Place de l'Obélisque in the centre of Dakar is a fairly unassuming square, but it was here that on the 19th of August this year, the French activist Kimi Siba burnt a 5,000 CFA franc banknote. Kimi Siba says he burnt the banknote as a symbolic gesture to protest against what he says is a colonial currency. Since then, the anti-CFA franc movement has been gaining traction. Ende Sow is a spokesperson for the anti-CFA front in Senegal.
What is France doing in our central banks? She needs to go. This colonial currency has no future. We need to abolish it and restore our monetary autonomy.
The CFA franc was introduced by France in the late 40s as the currency for its then African colonies. Dakar economist Ndongo Sambasila says that it is France's economic influence over the currency that critics see as the main issue with the CFA franc.
Being sovereign means having your own currency.
The fact that the CFA franc is pegged to the euro is a sticking point for those opposed to the currency. But some Senegalese see this fixed exchange rate as one of the main advantages. In the centre of the city, the Sandanga market is Dakar's biggest. Here, many of the stallholders import their products from countries all over the world, and they rely on the relative stability of the euro to purchase their goods.
When we bring another money, we don't know for the business, I don't know if they go up or down. You have to keep the CFA franc.
But for the economist Ndongo Sambasila, this fixed exchange rate is stifling economic development.
Those arguments, stability, inflation, are arguments used by, let's say, the financial conservatives, but not by those people who want African countries to develop.
In the coming weeks, there are more planned anti-CFA franc protests taking place here, and so the controversy surrounding the CFA franc is likely to continue for a while yet.
Joshua Thorpe in Senegal. Finally, the European Court of Justice has ruled the card game bridge is not a sport. The ruling denies tax breaks to the game in the UK. I don't know about bridge, but you can certainly win a trick with our daily podcast. Find it wherever you find your podcasts. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.